If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson. This will be an abbreviated show because it is go time for the grandson of Rose Bowl. Yeah, we're having a baby today. And so, we'd appreciate your prayers and support. It's our first grandson. It's our third grandchild. But we are over the moon excited. And I'll be honest with you, it's taken a little while for me to kind of get myself together to record this show. I mean, I'm very emotional today. I'm very excited. I may have to take a break from time to time as I record this. But nevertheless, these are the days that last forever. I mean, these are the days that make life worth living. And so I'm going to record the show. I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to drive to Northwest Arkansas. I'm going to go welcome my grandson to the world. I'll get up in the morning. I'll be back in time for Brian O'Connor's presentation and press conference, and we'll have full coverage of that. And I know many of you would say, Steve, it's okay. The rest of the guys can handle it, but that's just not how I'm built. And anyway, so we'll take care of that. We'll go take care of family first. We'll get back and take care of Bulldog family second. And so we look forward to all of that. A lot to talk about today. Got a cool top 10 list. Kind of dedicated to my son and grandson, and we got some baseball stuff to talk about. You know, pretty soon we'll start transitioning into more football stuff, you know, as it's officially football season here in the great state of Mississippi. We'll take a quick look at, we'll look at some recruiting stuff today before we get out of here, but it will be an abbreviated show, so when you don't think that somehow something went wrong when we don't have the full 90 minutes of your normal show. So forgive me, I'm a little bit frazzled right now, looking at my phone, waiting for updates as I talk to you fine folks here. Let's thank our friends at Bulldog Burger Company, longtime sponsors of the show. We love them. They love us. They provide us with nourishment that we both need and enjoy. I don't just eat for sustenance. I eat for enjoyment. I know many of you are the same way. If I got to eat, it might as well taste great, and it does at Bulldog Burger Company, right? Next time you're in town or on the way to town, be sure and stop by one of their three great locations, University Drive here in Stark Vegas, Gloucester Street there in Tupelo, Lake Harbor Drive in the Ridge and Flowood area. Have the spring rolls as your appetizer. They'll make you and everybody around you better looking. Find a great restaurant-quality hamburger that works for you. If you're a newbie to Bulldog Burger Company, let me encourage you to start with the Bulldog. It's just a straight ahead rock and roll American cheeseburger, and you can get it dressed how you like. I don't get it with onions. I've said before that I think people that put onions in potato salad are going to hell, and I think I've read that in Leviticus. If not, I should have. But all that I understood, find your own favorites. You'll be glad you did. Get that chocolate shake to go. You can ride that ride home with a smile, and maybe if everybody in your party's feeling a burger, but maybe you're not, there's a lot of options on that menu, including the BLT salad. I prefer it grilled. You may like it fried. I do get it doused with ranch dressing, as I am from South Mississippi. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. Okay, a lot going on. So yesterday was the last day for some folks involved with Mississippi State baseball. I'm not going to get into names or specifics and things of that nature, because at the end of the day, we want to respect their privacy as best we can, but the reality of it is, got new staff coming in. Now, one of the things that I've learned is we're expanding our baseball staff. I don't know where they're going to put everybody, but we are expanding the baseball staff. going to be as many as 9 staff members. If memory serves me correct, we ran with 6 under Lamona. So we're adding 3, including a video specialist. We're going to really make a commitment to baseball. It's one of the things that we talked about, and I kind of want to go back to the infancy of the surge. The very first day, I was told money was not going to be an object when it came to this surge. We weren't going to go cheap. Some of our fans expected us to. We weren't going to go cheap. That we were willing to pay around $2 million a year if we needed to find the right coach. We weren't going to go write a check just to write a check. It had to be a coach worthy of that type of salary. We don't know all the financials yet about the new contract for Coach Brian O'Connor. We'll get those at some point. It's a publicly funded institution. That stuff's, you know, available for your inspection. But it's not just about the coach. We're making a commitment to add some additional staff. So that includes more salary. We're making some upgrades to a few things. And as one former staffer told me, said, they're pretty much getting everything we've wanted the last couple years. And so I think it's important for you guys to kind of understand that I think a lot of you kind of misread Zach Selman. And I had some concerns in the beginning, too, to be quite honest with you. I was like, you know, we got a non-baseball guy making a baseball hire, right? That would be like me putting together a boy band. Now, granted, if I'd have had a better singing voice, I probably could have been a Backstreet Boy. I mean, I'm being silly, but you do what you know, right? And that was the concern, and I think that's a reasonable concern. It is a reasonable concern when you don't have the relationships that perhaps other people do in a sport that maybe you're not known for. But at the end of the day, this process worked out to be a very good one for Mississippi State. I don't think anybody can disagree with that, period. We went out and got the big fish. And how many times in our history have we done that? You know, and what's interesting when you begin to think about that aspect of it, you know, how many Power Five coaches have we been able to uproot? I mean, we just uprooted an oak tree and brought in Mississippi, right? You go back and you think about that. You know, John Cohen obviously was the head coach at Kentucky. Chris Lemonis was the head coach at Indiana. And Brian O'Connor was the head coach at Virginia. If that does not illustrate to you what a destination job Mississippi State baseball is, I don't know what will. Now, one can make an argument, well, you know, Steve, you know, John Cohen's a former player. I get it. Makes a lot of sense, right? You bring John home. And I remember talking to him after all that, and he said the Bon Jovi song, Who Says You Can't Go Home, was one of his favorites at the time. We've joked about that since then. He doesn't remember saying that, but he did. Chris Lemonis, you could say, well, we chased Dan McDonald at Louisville, who just recently won the Nashville Regional. And he recommended Chris Lemonis. So you can say, okay, well, that kind of makes some sense too, because Mississippi State obviously is a bigger job than Indiana. I'd venture to say that Mississippi State's a bigger job than Virginia too. But there is no denying that this is a very significant development. This is a significant hire. Now, I understand that Zach Selman had some relationships in kind with Brian O'Connor that were beneficial to Mississippi State during our courtship. That's a big part of it. But just as you can look at Cohen and say, well, he was a former player and that Chris Lemonis was recommended to us by a priority candidate, you can kind of explain those things away. You can't really explain this one away other than to simply say, you know what? Mississippi State is the real deal. And you can go get a sitting Hall of Fame coach with a national championship under his belt to uproot his family and move here to coach our baseball team? What other evidence do you need to know about our commitment to baseball here at Mississippi State? And listen, there were some people, a lot of people, that believed that we were kind of de-emphasizing baseball. And there's some other people within our fan base that said, hey, that's good. We've been overcommitted to baseball for too long. You're wrong. I respect your right to have an opinion. I also respect your right to be wrong, and many of you exercise that right regularly in the United States, and you're free to do so. But the bottom line is that we went out and got someone that a lot of people didn't think we could get. And again, I give Kendall Rogers a lot of credit. You know, Kendall was the first one that said, hey, Brian O'Connor is a possibility at Mississippi State. That evening, after we had Brian O'Connor on our hot board when we hired Lemonis. So it's not a name that's foreign to us. But after trading some notes with Kendall and talking to some other people, we're like, yeah, this could be a real thing. Yeah, O'Connor is definitely movable. And as we've illustrated on the show many times and on jeanspage.com, there were some things that Virginia did that weren't the right way. These weren't the right thing, you know. It's just kind of part of it. That's an important thing to understand. But this is a guy that's won an AFL championship. You know, Cohen has never won an AFL championship as a coach. Lemonis had not done so either. So this is a coach that's got arguably the greatest resume of any coach ever hired in the history of Mississippi State athletics. Not just baseball, athletics. And you go back and you look at our men's basketball search, right? You know, what do? We went out and got the G5 guy. And let's be honest, Chris Jans probably shouldn't have been in a G5, you know? Probably not. Probably should already have been a Power 5 coach or Power 4 coach, whatever you want to call it these days. You know, you go back and look at kind of the finalists for those jobs. You know, Golden's done a great job. McMahon, not so much at LSU. But, you know, kind of look at where they're from. And that's probably the caliber of coach we can expect. I mean, one got Ben Hallen, but he was out of coaching. It's not like we pulled him out of UCLA, him and those three Final Fours. You look on the football side of things. How many times in our history have we just kind of gotten the up-and-coming assistant coach? You know, I go back and I think about, you know, when we hired Mike Leach, it was a very non-Mississippi State thing to do. We just didn't do that. To go get the sitting Power 5 coach, that just wasn't kind of part of our DNA. And I commend John Cohen for doing it. And I think that sometimes that's what has to happen. Somebody has to go prove that we can do it so that people will expect for us to do it. I mean, it's just like the old 5-minute mile, you know. Once the first person broke the ceiling, or 4-minute mile, whatever it was, the first time it happened, then all of a sudden hundreds of people did it. Once you've proven that it's possible, then people begin to think, well, this is probable. And so I think there are some things there. We talk about kind of growing and maturing as an athletic department and as a university. You know, we have got to look bigger and broader than thinking, well, all we can do is go hire the up-and-coming assistant coach. You know, all we can do is go get the G5 coach. Mississippi State is a special place. Now, I don't need to sell you on that. You know this already. But the fact that we could go get a guy of this caliber just illustrates how special Mississippi State baseball is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, of course, there's going to be some changes, and they're going to be a little bit uncomfortable for some of us. You know, it is. And, you know, we get to know these players, and we get to know their families a little bit, and you hate to see them go. You know, a lot of times it's really not their decision. Sometimes we plan to recruit over them, you know. But it's important to kind of understand that these growing pains are necessary. You know, how many times have we talked about it on this show in recent years? And I know it hurts some people's feelings. But the reality of it is this. We've had some players at times that are not good enough to play here. Now, it's not their fault. They didn't sign themselves. Yeah, but once you get here, it's your job to work hard and improve yourself. But, you know, some people just don't have the natural talent or ability to get that done. But when we have players that maybe can't play here or can't contribute regularly here, you know, we've got to make some decisions. Now, along those lines, too, you can't have a roster full of star players. There's only so many at-bats to go around. You've got to have some guys that can be contributors and some guys that can be utility guys. When you have somebody get a little bit banged up or somebody hits a slump, all those things are important. So roster management's a big part of things. But I think, again, when you look back at this, and now that it's done and you've had a few days to kind of absorb it, I think people can realize that this is a very non-Mississippi State thing to do. And maybe it's a harbinger of things to come for other people in this conference.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The Mississippi State can find a way to allocate the resources to go out and get a significant coach like we just did. I think that is something to get excited about. I think all of you are excited about it. And I think it's one of those things now people are saying, you know what, my level of exuberance for next year's baseball team is probably the highest it's been since 2022 when we got ready to go defend the NAFL championship. We fell on our faces, but there was a ton of excitement about that team. And I think a lot of people out there that feel like, you know what, we lost our way for a bit, but we're back. The Bulldogs are back. All right, let's give a shout out to our boy Blair Chandler. That's right, closewithblair.com. You love Blair. I love Blair. Even if you don't know Blair, to know him is to love him. You want to know him if you have mortgage needs, whether you're looking for your first home, your next home, or your retirement home. Blair Chandler is a name to know in mortgage loan origination. 24 years of experience. Get his know-how working for you. Give him a call today or text at 601-500-2344. Again, that's 601-500-2344. There's a lot to this process they don't tell you, you know, and maybe you have gone into this a little bit misinformed before. Blair knows how to structure these loans to give you the best chance of approval. He also can get you that pre-qualification letter to really get your real estate agent motivated. Not that they're not great, but when they know that your financing is in place, they will get you into a home sooner rather than later. Make life easy on yourself. Give her a call or text to Blair Chandler today at closeatblair.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, time for today's top 10 list is always brought to you by Calido Guitars. That's C-A-L-I-D-O guitars.com. A Mississippi State-owned and operated company out of Lake Jackson, Texas. They have family here in Starkville. I have broken bread with these folks in Starkville. Fabulous people. Beautiful people. Wonderful people. You know, it's one of those things you look at and you want to do business with good people, and we like to keep business within the family when we can. These are Bulldog people through and through. Now, if you're looking for an acoustic guitar, an electric guitar, or a classical guitar, this is the way to go. But also all of the accessories that go with it, the guitar stand you've been putting off buying, you can order that online today. Go by the showroom, pick it up today, rather than go out there and just, you know, buy from some online company that you don't know anything about. You can help a Mississippi State company. They got some incentive to help you too. And here's the thing, even without any incentive, just buying from Calido Guitars is enough incentive. Great service before, during, and after the sale. Incredible selection, whether you need guitar cases, gig bags, strings, accessories, whatever you need, you can find at Calido Guitars. It needs to be your one-stop shop for all your guitar and guitar needs and accessories. And if you buy from them, here's what they're going to do. Because they love you, they love the show, they love Mississippi State. They're going to give you a 10% discount. The friends and family discount by using promo code BSR. You know what that stands for. You know it does. That code also gets you free shipping. That could be expensive. Nice to have free shipping, right? If it's free, it's me. And if you live anywhere other than the state of Texas in the continental U.S., you don't have to pay sales tax. How about that? So again, 10% discount, free shipping, and no sales tax unless you live in Texas. It's a great deal. That should be enough, but it's not, because they're going to donate 5% of your purchase price to the Bulldog Excellence Fund. Be sure and check that out. You'll be glad you did. All your guitar needs can be met at ColitoGuitars.com. You can call in, you can stop in, whatever you want to do. I'm not going to limit your liberty. You can shop any way you want. But it's so good to do business with Mississippi State people and keep that business in the family. I mentioned top 10 list today, really dedicated to my son and grandson. I will try to make it through this without getting emotional, because I am very emotional today. My feelings are very raw. It has been a very, very, very busy month. Really kind of dating back to the Monday after the Auburn series when we fired Chris Lemonis. It's been wide open. You know, chasing news about the surge, chasing news about regionals, and then obviously traveling and going covering all this baseball. It's been a very eventful month. And sometimes you get so busy with all of that, you forget about kind of what matters most. And I will share with you something that's interesting. And those of you fathers that have sons, you get it, right? You get it. Because, and maybe you didn't know it initially, but you didn't know that not only were you getting a son, but you were getting a best buddy. Right, you were getting a hunt buddy, a fishing buddy, a concert buddy, a video game buddy, and arguably the best buddy you've ever had. Right, you don't understand that going into this thing. There is a relationship between father-son that is just simply unique. I'm sure it's the same way with mothers and daughters. I'm confident that it is. And there's a special relationship with moms and sons and dads and daughters. It's true. My daughter Audrey has said before that if you've seen the movie Prisoners with Hugh Jackman, he said, if anything ever happened to us, that daddy would be the guy from Prisoners. And I told her, I said, sweetheart, I would make that look like a high school homecoming pep rally. There is nothing that I would not do to defend my daughters, ever, ever. The rules just wouldn't apply. You know, as I have told them, if somebody ever hurts you, there would be a trial and it would be mine. And I mean that. That's not just lip service. That's how I feel about it, right? I will always defend my family. I'm sure you guys feel the same way. But, on the son side of things, you know, mom's the one that says, hey, don't run. And dad's the guy, even if he doesn't say it verbally, he's thinking, yeah, go ahead and run. go ahead and run. Go ahead and run, because we know that, you know what, when you skin up those knees, go ahead and get that going now. It's just going to make you tougher. It's going to make you a bigger and better man down the road. You got to get out and experience some things. And so the relationship that I have had with my sons is very special to me. I love all my children, but there is a responsibility as a father to teach your sons how to be a man. It is. And I know that that is probably maybe not PC these days. And let me say, let me look around here and see if I can find some sympathy for that line of thinking. Hang on a second. No, I didn't see any. I raised my sons to respect women. I raised my sons to defend their name, their family, to compete at the highest level, to be absolutely cutthroat in matters of competition, to be a good friend, to be a worse enemy. If that's a problem for you, then that's a problem for you. It's not a problem for me. Because I can promise you, if you've ever met my sons or you've met my daughters, that you will understand that Dana and I have raised some amazing children. And I make no apologies for it. You raise your kids how you want to, and that's certainly your business. But Anyway, I wrote this top 10 list with my son and grandson in mind because I think about how close me and Ani were with him growing up. And you know, at times I don't think that I was fair to him. And what I mean by that is, we lost our first child to stillbirth. We did. And it killed me. It stays with me to this day. We lost him on May 7th, 1994, 8 days before our anniversary. And I had to go in there in the hospital, and it was Mother's Day weekend. And they put that little card on the door, you know, so the nurses know that there's not a baby. And I saw that card, and I ripped it down. And I don't know why I did it, but I did it. I ripped it down. I ripped it off there. I know it's there for their convenience, but I didn't like it because I didn't want Dana to be treated any differently than anybody else. I didn't want people going in there, you know, feeling sorry for her, I guess. You know, wanted her to get good care. But I was angry at the world. I was angry at God. And I thought, you know what, I've been through so much and I've made so many mistakes. Maybe I deserve this. And I began to feel like maybe, you know, the punishment for my own sins was being rested upon the person that I love the most. And that's a difficult thing to deal with. It's a very difficult thing to deal with. And so then we had Ani. And my relationship with God was renewed in many respects. And I share that with you because one of the things that I prayed so earnestly for, and this may offend some of you, and that's okay. You can get glad in the same pair of pants you get mad in. I had these discussions with God, and I said, you know, this is what you've, in your word, this is what you tell us. You give us the desires of your heart, and I desire a son. And I don't just want a son. I want an athlete. I don't want a band kid or a math kid. All due respect to all those kids. That's what I wanted. And I'm being honest about that. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm a sports guy. I wanted to be able to watch my son play ball. And I wanted him to be good. And nevertheless, we got one. And he exceeded every expectation I ever had for him. But it wasn't just watching him play in ball, man. It was going to state games. And it was seeing how excited he got and watching him meet his favorite players. And, you know, we go to concerts or we would go do all this crazy stuff together. And as I mentioned, you know, he became my best friend. And I get emotional thinking about this. The day that my dad died, you know, I had to go and tell my children that their grandfather wasn't going to make it. I guess it was the day before. And I had to take him in my arms and explain that to him and to his sister, Audrey. We had Mia then too, but she was just a baby. But I had to explain that. I guess maybe Ian was the baby. Yeah. But I had to explain that to them, that their grandfather was going to pass away and they'd never see him again. And that's one of those things in a dad job description nobody ever prepares you for, but you have to do it. You got to figure it out on your own. That's one of the things about being daddy is there's a lot of things out there that nobody tells you. You just got to deal with. A lot of things fall to you. It's true. And on the day of my dad's funeral, we're walking along there in Canton, Mississippi, from the funeral home to the church. And I'm about to lose it. And all of a sudden, I felt somebody reach up and hold my hand. It was my son. And so when I think about the relationship that he and I have had, I want him to have that with his own son. Had to get a drink. I know how rewarding that has been for me, you know, to watch this young baby that we wanted so much and to see him grow to an all-state baseball player, to become a second-degree black belt and compete on a national level, and eventually to become a man and a husband and a father. It is one of the greatest things that I have ever experienced. And there are so many people out there that don't have any children. And it's one of those things that it makes me sad for you. But this is about top 10 lists to my son and my grandson. And about that relationship. And number 10 is an interesting one. I remember being a kid riding around in my dad's Monte Carlo and us listening to Waylon Jennings almost all the time. And so, in honor of my dad, I had to get another drink. It's Waylon Jennings, Between Fathers and Sons. If you don't know the song, you should. Number 9, it's Eric Clapton's My Father's Eyes. Number 8, Lee Bryce's Boy. If you don't know that one, you should. Number 7, Brad Paisley, Anything Like Me. Number 6, Conway Twitty, That's My Job. Another clock, for sure. Number 5, Rod Stewart, Forever Young. It's my class song back in 1990. But anyway, Rod Stewart wrote that about his son. Number 4, a song that Ani and I loved growing when he was growing up. It's Will Smith's Just the Two of Us. Number 3, George Strait, It's Love Without End. Amen. Great track. Number 2 is Creed's With Arms Wide Open. You know, Scott Stapp wrote that when he found out that his wife was having their first child. And the part in there where he says, I hope he's not like me. But number 1, everything I ever needed to know about life is in this song. And it's Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man. And I get emotional through all this. And, man, I'm so thirsty. But, yeah, I grew up in South Mississippi. And as you guys know, and that's how I say it. But Simple Man has always been, it's a song that I share with my own son. And, of course, Shinedown covered it. And so I think initially he liked their version better because it was more modern. But the original one is the real deal. And that, to me, you know, there is an energy and a vibe in that song of authenticity that I think is missing in so many other songs. And so I'm a Skynyrd guy, you know, I have been, and I'm a Southerner, and I'm absolutely unashamed of that. And I don't like people looking down on us. I don't know if there have been more songs written more perfect than this. And again, everything I ever really needed to know about life was shared with me by Ronnie Van Zant in Lynyrd Skynyrd's Simple Man. And so that's another song that we'll pass down. We'll keep that going for another generation. All right, next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart, a Starkvillian institution. Campus Bookmart is the best place to shop when you need Mississippi State merchandise, whether it be apparel, gift ideas, things you need to kind of outfit your fan cave, whatever you need there. All of that's important. All of that's important. So go to the main source. Go to Campus Bookmart. Go by and see their smiling faces next time you're in Starkville. If you can't make it to town and would love to support a Starkville business, and we're big fans of that, visit them online at campusbookmart.net. And by being a loyal Boneyard listener, we'll give you a phrase that pays, and that is BSR, which stands for Beautiful Steve Roberts, and that gets you free shipping on all orders over $75. Any order less than 75 bones, absolutely incomplete. Okay, we have had some baseball transfer traffic. We've got a free article pinned to the front of Gene's page. It's going to run through July 1st. The portal ends on July 1st. And again, remember, it doesn't mean guys have to make a decision by then, though many will. But it does mean they have to declare their intention to transfer by July 1st. So we've had 7 players go in. We are expecting a couple others, okay? And let me just encourage right now, listen to me, okay? Listen to me. I need you to put your big boy and big girl pants on, okay? All right? This is going to be a principles before personalities conversation. And listen, I'm around these players more than just about all of you. I would venture to say maybe only a dozen people are around them more than me. And I get to know these guys. I get to know their families, shake their dad's hand, hug their mom's neck. And so this is not the Boy Scouts, okay? This is not the YMCA. We have had a coaching change, and there are going to be some changes that are made. There are going to be some players that decide they need to leave to go get playing time somewhere else. Maybe there's some people that need to be closer to home. We spoke about Dylan Cup the other day. You know, I don't know how that situation is going to work out, but we wish Dylan Cup the best. Wayne, Davina, the whole bunch. We love that family. We absolutely do. I'm very appreciative of his contributions to Mississippi State baseball. Wish things would have worked out better, you know, for all involved. But there's no – we don't harbor any ill will in our heart towards any of those people. We've shared the path with them for 2 years. And they were part of our family. And will continue to be, maybe on a more extended basis. But we don't just forget about all the times that you came in here and made plays for us and did the best you could to help us go win ball games. We don't forget that stuff. And there's a few people out there on social media that, you know, always looking for the hot take, looking for some attention. But the core Mississippi State fan, we don't feel that way. So transfer out so far, pitcher Gavin Black. And, you know, he didn't pitch much at all this year. He was hurt. And, you know, that for a while he said, oh, you know, he's working back. Never got back. Landis Sevilla. I'm disappointed in that one. Even though he didn't have a bunch of production this year, I'm disappointed because I really felt like I think he's going to be a star. I would love to have had him. Of course, Dylan Cup, we mentioned. Pitcher Wes Pritchard. He was a late add. And I kind of had to – some, you know, I hate to be the constant corrector, but when people are taking shots at these kids, I feel the obligation and responsibility to speak up. But I saw somebody yesterday that made some comment. I said, listen, we didn't expect him to come in here and be a starter this weekend. We had a spot open late. We decided to take a chance on him. He was a developmental piece. We thought maybe in a year or two he'd be able to help us a little bit. Well, now you've got a coaching change. Well, then the coaching change is not going to have the same evaluation. It's like, hey, I need that roster spot for this guy I'm bringing in that I already know. And so there's no relationship between Brian O'Connor and Wes Pritchard. But Wes Pritchard is a bulldog through and through, and I don't know where he's going to end up, but we wish him the best. And you know what? If he goes to junior college in a year or two, he develops at the rate we thought he would. You never know. We may bring him back. Makai Grant, no big surprise there. And it's interesting. I'll be honest with you. One of the things that I really get tired of, and I know that everybody reads our website, listens to the show. I get it. But, man, there are some of you in those Facebook groups, and I'm gonna say this as nicely as I can. Some of y'all need to take a break, honest to goodness, because you are often in error but never in doubt. And people want to fence with me about this stuff. Guys, we broke the story that Makai Grant was no longer with Mississippi State Baseball. We did, and we knew about it before we released the story. We had to get our ducks in a row. We didn't want to hurt the kid. And, yes, we'd heard all the rumors and all things like that. We already knew all that. I was in Baton Rouge, okay? And so in order for him to leave Mississippi State and transfer to another program, he has to enter the transfer portal. You can't just enter the portal whenever you want to. The window opened up on Monday. And so even though he had not been a part of our program for a while, he still has to facilitate a transfer. And he did. And we reported that. And then I've got people, oh, well, no, he'd already done that. No. So again, what you're really doing is just confessing your ignorance about this process. We are going to report the news. Without pride or prejudice. Michael O'Brien, Nolan Stevens both enter today. And really like both of those guys, their families. I didn't get a chance to know Wes and Makai quite as much. But obviously, you know, Dylan is a guy that I've known for a bit. You know, he did some NIL stuff with us at the spa. And you hate to lose good people. You do. You do. And I trust that Brian O'Connor will bring in players of comparable or greater talent. That's what he's being paid to do. But a guy like Michael O'Brien, it is such an unfortunate situation to me because I really believe had he not got injured right before we opened up the year, I think he's your everyday center fielder, at least starting out, because he had taken some strides offensively. And all of a sudden he crashes into the wall and he is our best defensive outfielder. But, guys, Mike's got to get on the field somewhere. Mike needs at-bats. And I spoke with, let's just say, a source close to Michael O'Brien. And they said that the conversation with O'Connor was great, that O'Connor was very respectful. One of the things that he asked him is, well, what are your goals for next year? And one of the things he said is, I want to get 150 at-bats. And O'Connor was honest with O'Brien and said, hey, I don't know that I can give you that right now. I don't know that. You know, let's go out and have a good summer. We'll see how things go. But if you want to go get in the portal, we understand. You've got some guys already lined up to come in. They're not official yet. But I appreciate the honesty between coach and player. Because how many coaches would have just, you know, not even had it, even met with them? It's like, hey, you go out there and you just, you know, hand somebody a blacklist and say, okay, have these guys clean out their lockers, and you never even have to talk to them. A lot of people would take the coward's way out, but Brian O'Connor didn't do that. Michael O'Brien requested a meeting with him. They sat down, they talked, and now Michael O'Brien's in the portal. And so my takeaway from that is Brian O'Connor is a guy that's not afraid of conflict. And conflict is a part of managing people. Conflict resolution is the biggest part of managing people. You know, you got to have awkward conversations at times. And I commend Brian O'Connor for sitting down with Michael O'Brien and these other individuals and saying, hey, here's what I see. What do you want to do? Here's our vision. If they don't align, then maybe you should get in the portal. And you got to respect that level of honesty. And Nolan Stevens, I suspect he'll end up at Oklahoma. Nolan's got to. He's been banged up, man. I mean, he really has been. And we expected a big year for him, and it's really unfortunate because I can tell you the kid loves Mississippi State. He does. And, again, some things kind of were getting around a little bit that he was probably going to transfer out, and I wish that he had been healthy this year and given himself a chance to put up some big numbers. And, you know, and maybe he stays if he does. But either way, I can tell you that Nolan and his family are outstanding people. And we think the world of them, and we'll cheer for him wherever he goes, as long as it's not Ole Miss or when they're playing us. But I suspect he'll end up at Oklahoma with his brother. I think that's probably the case. But nevertheless, that's where we are right now. 7 transfer outs, and we do expect more. Just so you know, we're already prepared for that. We're just waiting on a thumbs up, and I think it's important for everybody to kind of understand, as we always talk about, the outgoing traffic goes first. Then the incoming traffic happens. It's not like we have a guy first day at a portal jumps in, right, and says, I'm coming to Mississippi State. There's a process. They're going to take visits. And even if they have a no contact tag, they're going to take an official visit here. You know, they got to sit down and talk about NIL, rev share. It's not as simple as, okay, we've got an offer. Do you want it, yes or no? You know, so there's some things we got to work through. And so I share that with you, again, to encourage you to have a little patience. Because I believe the coach at O'Connor is going to do a great job. And we're excited to kind of see where this thing takes us, you know. If you haven't seen it, go look at the video on healthstate.com. That's on the Twitter accounts about Brian O'Connor talking about why he took the job and the respect that he has for this program. That's a big part of things. All right, final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse, the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle, without any question. We stayed there for New Year's, had a great time. It was so nice to have everybody under one roof. I can tell you my wife loved it. You know, everybody gets together and cooks, or you order some food. Just everybody together to break bread and just kind of have fun together and just get caught up. I mean, that's what you do, right? I mean, that's why you work as hard as you do. You got to be able to enjoy life a little bit. Everything you do for the people you love, with rare exception, right? So maybe it's time for you to spend some time with the people you love the most, whether it be friends, family, former college roommates, I don't know, fraternity brothers, sorority sisters, whatever you got going on. The best place to stay in the Golden Triangle, without any question, Stark Vegas Clubhouse. Google Stark Vegas Clubhouse. When you do, their Facebook page auto-populates. You can peruse through all of the amenities available to you and your guests, a full-service kitchen, the wet bar, the great back porch area, the fire pit area, 6 bedrooms, 2 soon-to-be 3 baths. It's the old renovated clubhouse out past the Highlands, 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus. You can do your tailgating right there. Save a lot of time and trouble. But even if it's not a football game weekend or a baseball weekend or even a basketball game weekend, it's always a good time to get together. And how many times have you thought about it, man, wouldn't it be great to kind of have like a staycation, let's just all go get a house and just sit around and play cards and watch movies together and enjoy being together? Doesn't that sound wonderful? It does. It was for us. And so I encourage you to be the linchpin in your friend or family group, and you reach out to the folks at Stark Vegas Clubhouse, check availability, get back with everybody else and say, hey, we are doing this. Not going to live forever. Let's make some memories together. You'll be glad you did. Now, when you Google, some booking options are going to pop up. You can go Airbnb, you can go VRBO, completely up to you. But if you want to save some money, book through the Evolve website, use promo code BSR10, BSR, the number 10, get 10% off your stay. And make some plans today. Whether you got some vacation time this summer, maybe you can't go to Disney this year, you know, maybe you don't need to take a big trip for one reason or another, why not come enjoy your favorite place on earth, Starkville, Mississippi? And not as long a line in your favorite restaurants during the summer months either. So be thinking about that. I can promise you the people that love you would love to get together. I'm going to share a story today, too, that it's so funny. Like, every time that there was anything in the Brian O'Connor thing, like, once we knew that this was going to happen, there were some articles that popped up by this guy named Chris Graham from the Augusta Free Press, which I'm sure it's basically a blog, you know. But anyway, a lot of you were sending me stuff. And he was putting out, hey, the big donor people of Virginia say O'Connor's going to stay, and you're worried about it. I mean, we're sitting there trying to cover the ball game, and I got people tweeting me that, DMing me that. And so I just went public, and somebody said, is this junk? And I just said, I just posted a GIF of trash going into a trash can. The story from today is absolutely precious. So I'm going to read it. You're welcome to go check it out yourself. I don't like to give rise to these people and give them clicks, but it's interesting. This whole thing is interesting to me. It's all very funny. So let me read you some of the highlights. Maybe we'll read the whole thing. There seems, as Chris Graham writes, there seems to be as many theories as why Brian O'Connor bolted from UVA for Mississippi State as there are people. My inbox predictably was flooded, I don't believe that, Chris, with the various conspiracy theories at play, the biggest number being that Carla Williams somehow ran O'Connor off. Problem with that is we're really to believe that Brian O'Connor packed his family up for Mississippi and flushed 22 years of goodwill built up at UVA because he all of a sudden doesn't like a person who's been his direct superior for the last 8 years. Not sure there. Carla, just in general, being bad at her job is giving Brian, doesn't like Carla, a run for her money. It'd be nice if you used some quotations around that to kind of differentiate between your conspiracy theories there. Back to our story. I don't like what she's done to football personally, but the metrics of Director's Cup, the money she's raised for facility improvements, including at the Dish, that would be why she got an extension and a raise. I'll throw this out for consumption. Scroll through a message board for any particular college fan base, and you will see that those fans also think their AD sucks. The AD sucks, not a unique argument here. The new one today that threw me for a loop is O'Connor left because Charlottesville has gotten to be too woke. This is just now taking place. So when O'Connor got here in 2003, Charlottesville was gearing up to vote for George W. Bush, and everybody was at home at 8 p.m. weeknights to watch Bill O'Reilly. No. Yes to the SEC has more money than the ACC. No to Mississippi State has more money than Virginia. Yes, Mississippi State has a bigger baseball stadium. No, they don't make money at baseball despite having the bigger baseball stadium. Well, if you knew anything about our seat licenses, you'd understand. Yes, Mississippi State is a good baseball job. No, it's not better than the UVA job. Well, Brian O'Connor thinks so. What's going on here, methinks, is we're all projecting our worldview on what happened here. I don't like the AD because nobody anywhere likes their AD. It's the AD's fault. I specifically don't like the AD because she's a black woman. It's DEI. Charlottesville is too woke, and I'm only just now realizing that it has to be that. I mean, the saying goes, opinions are like, you know what, everybody has one. Keep sending them my way. One of them may end up being the right one. That's cute, but the one that I think is the best one. Now we know what was up with the UVA baseball team all season. The coach was checked out. Emails and texts and folks perplex about the odd 2025 UVA baseball season started early to general theme. Why is it that this team, preseason number two nationally, best roster on paper that we've seen maybe ever, can't seem to get out of its own way? The search for an answer takes us back into the winter months. Then it started to leak out from behind the scenes that Brian O'Connor was telling anybody who would listen that he was concerned about funding for his baseball program going forward. Aside here for your good friend and host, that's exactly what we were told from day one. From day one. Back to our story. My Augusta Free Press colleague Scott German kept telling me the word was O'Connor was harping on needs to get a commitment from the AD Carla Williams to give him more money for scholarships and NIL, and he was complaining that he'd been told the bulk of the money to be allocated under the still-to-be-signed house settlement was going to football and men's basketball, the two sports on ground to turn a profit. Well, that's the case for everybody, Brian. That's true for everybody. Back to our story. Scott's concern, as it was with Tony Bennett, Scott has good instincts, was that it sounded to him like we were on the verge of losing O'Connor. I did what Chris Graham does, researched numbers, and saw that UVA Athletics has the second biggest baseball budget in the ACC. It's top 15 nationally, and said, meh. It worse to me what O'Connor was said to be doing behind the scenes. We now know, of course, that this was indeed going on, was playing office politics, advocating for his program to get more from the budget, which I'd expect any good manager type to do. Well, of course so. I didn't expect that he would get himself into such a lather that he would talk himself into leaving for a job at a school that spends the same amount of money on baseball, is otherwise dead last in the SEC in overall athletic spending, with an AD who's on the hot seat because the football program is in utter shambles. That's a lot to unpack there. Not to mention the fact, too, that we outbid Virginia for their own coach with the funding we made available. So let's not talk about your knowledge of Mississippi State baseball funding. Let's see here. Is the lather that O'Connor worked himself into the answer for why preseason number two team started 12-11 and ended up not even getting the NCAA tournament berth? It started early with an opening they lost to Michigan and Puerto Rico, then losses in two of the next three weekends in Texas. I was at the dish for the home opener, would be a mild and unseasonably warm February afternoon, and something felt off. Virginia won 6-4, but the Keydets, which went on to a 27-26 finish, played in a SoCon, hung around all day. Well, that's going to happen with baseball. First ACC weekend at home, Boston College took 2 of 3, and Virginia win was perhaps the ugliest in program history, a 22-16 abomination. But it wasn't the nadir, which would come in a five-game mid-mark losing streak that started with the loss to Richmond, after which Brian O'Connor admitted, "We aren't ready to play from the first pitch." Skipping down a little bit. Virginia finished the regular season with a 20-6 run that I thought should have punched an NCAA ticket. Well, most people did. At least one win in the AC tournament in Durham would have certainly put the icing on the cake. Once again, Connor's team wasn't ready to play. Boston College, a sub-500 team that had taken 2 of 3 at the dish back in early March, scored 5 in the top of the first, aided by a plain awful defense, 2 errors, a grounder, ruled an infield single that should have been ruled an error, a wild pitch, 4 stolen bases. After an Eric Becker 2-run homer in the bottom half seemed to staunch the bleeding, O'Connor panicked. His ace, Jay Wolfolk, gave up a leadoff single to Sam McNulty, struck out Josiah Ragsdale, then hit Patrick Roche with a 3-2 fastball. 43 pitches in, with the big issue being the awful defense behind him, O'Connor went to the bullpen. It didn't work. Skipping down a little bit, O'Connor emerged as a candidate for the Mississippi State job in the media anyway, not long after the AD there, Zach Selman, fired the guy who'd won the 2021 national title at the school, Chris Simonis. Asked about the rumors, O'Connor had this to say in a press availability on May 8th. "It's nothing I have control over, but it's an honor that people think that much about what has been done in this baseball program, and that's all it is. It's all a result of the consistent success we've had in this baseball program. If it's about developing players and getting to Omaha, why is there not another job that's any better? Because that's all we care about here. We care about developing the players, winning and running an elite program that they enjoy being a part of, and will set them up for success the rest of their lives." And so it's just interesting that this is the angst, you know, and there's so much detail in this article. Most of the opinion is unfounded, but it's just interesting how they view us. And at the end of the day, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, when we were young, you know. And I don't know how it was for you. And maybe it's different today. I don't believe that it is. But it seemed to me when I was in the dating pool that every girl had something going on. May not have a committed relationship, but there was always some guy they were talking to, hanging out with, or whatever. Always. And so you had to beat that guy, right? You had to be better than him. And so you ask her out. She says yes. Well, you take her out. You know, you put on some Bobby Brown or, I don't know, some baby face. You take her to a nice dinner as much as you could afford. You go out and you laugh. You make her have a good time. By the end of the night, like, she's touching your arm, you know, when she's talking to you. And the next thing you know, she agrees to a second date. Well, then what happens is the other dude, even if she wasn't serious about that dude, that guy gets mad. He gets heated. And even though deep down he knew it wasn't going anywhere, because maybe she wouldn't commit to a second date with him, and he was just somebody to talk to because he, quote, understood, that guy thought, hey, well, this guy's interloping on my set. And as a guy that did that a lot, I can tell you that there's a lot of sour grapes involved in all that stuff. And that's one of the things that I prepared my sons for. I said, hey, you guys, I said, I'm sure it's even worse now in social media because so much is hidden. You know, back in those days, we had to, like, call on the phone and have conversations in person. But nowadays, I mean, it's just so easy for some guy to DM a girl. And there are a lot of girls out there, obviously, that enjoy that level of attention. Not all, but there are plenty. And so you got to be better than a bunch of guys now. Used to, you had to be better than a guy or two. Now you got to be better than all of her followers, right, to get a date. But back to our point, that's how all this stuff reads to me. It reads to me like the guy had the girl, took her for granted, did not satisfy her needs. When she came to him and said, hey, I need more of this from you. I need you to communicate at a higher level. I need to make sure that we're on the same page. That Virginia just were like, ah, it's fine. He's not going anywhere. Ah, she's not leaving. She loves me. We've got history together. You know what we tell ourselves? There's no way that she would leave me. And at the end of the day, like a lot of failed relationships, Virginia got lazy. And Brian O'Connor left him. And so you read all this stuff, that's what happens when people don't understand and they can't bring themselves to accept the truth, they create their own truth. Well, this is what it has to be. But at the end of the day, it boils down to a couple things. Virginia would not give Brian O'Connor what he felt he needed to compete for national championships in Charlottesville, Virginia any longer. And number two, Mississippi State would give him what he needed to compete for championships in Starkville, Mississippi. It is as simple as that. If you think that a man who has planted roots for 22 years and he has built that program up from essentially nothing and made it his own, Brian O'Connor is the history book of Virginia baseball. And the fact that he would willing to pack up and leave to come here, I think says a couple things. Number one, the competitive fire still burns bright. And he felt he was going to be in a diminished situation at the University of Virginia and was not going to be able to compete at the level that he wanted. And number two, Mississippi State would. And if we said at the beginning of this show, a lot of people out there that I think have gotten maybe a wake-up call about Mississippi State baseball. We're a big deal. We're a big deal. Maybe not as big a deal as we should be. But when you pull off a power move like this, and a guy is willing to leave the program that he built, the home that he knows, to come here, really makes two salient points. He was incredibly frustrated at Virginia, and believes that Mississippi State is truly and fully committed to baseball. And some of the points that the writer makes, I think, are good ones. You know, all the reasons that he should have stayed. But there has been this decision to de-emphasize baseball at Virginia. And one of the things that a friend in college coaching shared with me yesterday, he goes, a lot of these ACC schools are in trouble and they don't know it yet. I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, if Brian O'Connor would leave, then anybody would leave. And I was like, well, what do you base that on? He said, these AC schools, many of them already have a ton of sports. So unless they're going to cut those other sports to give more money to baseball, then this is the tip of the iceberg. Because over in the ACC and on the Eastern Seaboard, a lot of those schools have lacrosse, men's and women's. They have field hockey programs. Some of them have equestrian. They've got all these very cosmopolitan athletic programs that cost a lot of money. And that's several more spoons going in the same pie. And so that's the thing you begin to ask yourself. We talk about how great the SEC fraternity of coaches are, and it just got even greater by us having Brian O'Connor. But we're facing a pretty uncertain fate in college athletics for a lot of sports. People are going to have to pick and choose what they're going to be good at. We're going to have to pick and choose what they're going to be able to successfully fund. How many of these varsity programs are going to become club programs? Because you're not going to be able to pay everything and keep everybody happy. And you can think, even at Mississippi State, I mean, we filled, you know, the minimum number of programs required for membership into the SEC. You know, we don't have a couple of, just bonus programs out there rolling around for us. And so when you begin to think about that aspect of it, you know, the fact that we are having to make some decisions here on a budgetary basis to handle the minimum, what are these schools going to do that are at the maximum? What are these schools going to do when they have 8, 9, 10 more sports than Mississippi State does? How do you walk down there and tell your water polo guy, hey, we don't have any money for you guys anymore. That's all we got. We're going to give you the minimum. Oh, rev share? No, you're not getting any of that. There's no rev share for that. Oh, that beach volleyball program? No, there's no money for that. We'll give you somewhere to practice. Maybe we can get our uniform supplier to give you guys some uniforms, but that's it. And so when you begin to think about that part of the whole economy of athletics, and you look at Brian Connor's situation, and now you kind of say with the gift of hindsight, not why would he leave, why wouldn't he have left? When you were the guy that have built this program up from nothing, and the thanks you get is they're going to give some of the promised scholarships that they promised to you to swimming. You know what? Virginia's got to do what's best for Virginia. Brian O'Connor's got to do what's best for he and his family. And if you saw the tweet from his son about how excited he was for him to get this opportunity. And I don't want to put words in the young guy's mouth, but I'll tell you this. The thing that I read, my takeaway from that is that this level of frustration with funding at Virginia is probably something that is talked about over the dinner table with the O'Connor family on a regular basis. And of course, you want to protect kids from adult things. But that's kind of what I inferred when I read that, is that, you know what, this is something that has been a burr under the saddle for a while. And now Brian O'Connor appears to believe that he is going to be fully funded at Mississippi State, where he wasn't going to be at Virginia. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. I got to get on the road. And while we have been here together, there have been some pretty big developments with all of this. We don't have a child yet, but we are said now we believe we will have a birth in the next few hours. So I probably won't make it in time, but I will be there shortly thereafter. So you'll have to forgive me for cutting you guys short. I know you understand. We'll be back on Friday. I'll be back. I'm leaving now to go to Arkansas. I'll be back in time for the O'Connor ceremony and press conference. So again, we'll have full coverage, and then we'll have your Friday show. If you haven't done so, go to DutyNobleBook.com. You can get all my sports titles there, along with When the Bottom Falls, my personal memoir. Come float with us at True Rest Floats by Starkville. Give my lovely wife, Dana, a call at 662-268-7601. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Be glad you did. Father's Day special going on right now. You can call up there and get a package of floats for one low price. And come join our merry band of misfits over at jeanspage.com. Until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends than enemies, and people can see a difference in the way we live.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.